the fool.
It's the fool meal deal.
Yes, it is.
It's the one that's gonna feed you up. So when you walk out of here, you won't be longing for that, but right. You'll know. Mm-hmm. You'll know for sure that you have received the word of God in its fullness. So with no further ado, we'll simply turn you over to the hands of our shepherd.
Amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, now we give the good Lord praise and thank him for another amen. Another day's journey, another resurrection Sunday. Mm-hmm. Amen. When we can celebrate, I just thank God for all of you, especially the youth and who participated, and even right. Not so young. I mean, all of y'all younger than me. I'm pretty good. But we thank God for all of you. In the case, and want to say special thanks to Sister Anderson for amen. Allowing your family to help bless us yeah. this morning. Amen. 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 And also, Sister Samantha, we just want to thank God for that very insightful, powerful delivery there. Amen. About the victory.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And all you others, everyone else who participated, we just thank God for you for making this a very special Resurrection Sunday morning. Amen. So we're going to go right ahead. We do have a word from the Lord, and I realize probably people are thinking about other activities for blessing the day and all that, so we're going to try to make it as to the point as possible. Amen. That's what I always like to say.
Yes.
Amen. Because we do want to give the good Lord just time
that's
to
right.
to minister to our souls.
Yes,
amen.
We do.
Amen. He's been ministering to me all this weekend. This whole weekend has been a spiritual weekend. Amen.
Yes, it has.
Amen. So we thank God for all of you. And we're going to move right along. Now, we did set out some sheets with our message for today. And if you don't have one and would like one, raise your hand, ushers, or some of the deacons will help you get a copy of it in your hand. Amen. It's a good thing to have a copy so you can study along with us. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
I just want to thank Sister Hope for all the preparation of the programs and all the printed materials and so many other things. I mean, I couldn't even get to the end of it. Amen. Might take the rest of the service to talk about all of that. Amen. But she diligently works on it, whatever it takes from her time and all that. And I thank God for her. We can't get along without these things that she provides. Amen. Amen. So we want to acknowledge her as well. But as we go into the Word, I'm going to invite you to listen to just a few verses today. We streamlined our text for today just to tune in on a specific subject. And so I'm going to ask the deacons to come at this time. We have a verse from the Old Covenant and also a few verses from the Apostle Peter in the New Covenant. Amen. And we want you to listen carefully as they read for us in the sanctuary the word of the Lord. Amen.
This is from the Old Testament, Hosea 13:14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death.
Yes.
O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes.
Yes.
Amen. That's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
To the people of the Lord from the Old Covenant. May God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. And now for a passage from the New Testament.
This is from the New Testament reading, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
Amen. The word of the Lord to the people of the Lord. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And we thank God for his holy and inerrant word.
Yes.
Amen. It's dependable, holy, and
yes,
inerrant word. Amen. And so today we're going to just use for a subject perfection by the resurrection. Perfection by the resurrection.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen. You hear so much talk about it, and I tell you, you know, just the very idea of the resurrection is a very powerful thing. And I think that's one thing I remember the most when I think about my childhood experience in the church is I noticed how excited the pastor used to get. I used to go to the St. John AME Church when I was a kid. And the pastor there was Reverend Cummings at the time. I remember him very well. And I remember one thing, he got up on one Easter Sunday morning, as we call it, and he began to preach about the resurrection. Mm-hmm. And he got so happy. I could see the way he looked was just, I sat right along the front row. And I looked at him the way he looked. He was so happy to discuss with the church family about the resurrection.
Yes.
It was something special. I said, man, you know, and as a kid, you don't really get a good grip on the gravity and the depth of what the power of the resurrection is, because it's not something that you you hear so often, and you don't understand a lot of things in life, and you don't understand about death. I remember the first time somebody told me someone in my family had passed. It's like they died, and it's hard to wrap your mind around it as a child.
Uh-huh.
And so when you hear about the resurrection, and now you got two different things you don't really understand as a child. You don't understand. You see life, you understand that. We can all get into that. And you see death comes eventually, and you have to learn to understand that. You don't quite get it. You don't know why and what does it mean. And then you hear somebody else talk about the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, and you kind of got a lot of things tossed around in your mindset. And so that's why I want to talk with you briefly this morning, as I remember the joy.
Yes.
That was in the heart of the preacher. All I didn't right. get to understand All it. Right. I see him having joy. Reverend Cummings, when he preached, he sweat all down until his suit was soaked. That's the way he preached. And you know, sometimes my suit is soaked, I find, when I really get wrapped up. We're not going to be here that long today. But I want to let you know, the joy that was on his face was a special thing.
Come on.
And I remember it. I could see the gaze of looking up as a little kid from the front row and seeing the joy on his face when he talked about the resurrection.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then what I want to help you do today is bring some loose ends together on this thought about the resurrection. You know, and really the thing that distinguishes the Christianity, which is the only true faith according to Jesus.
The only true faith.
Because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except by me.
That's right.
See? Now, you know, you can't throw him into a big group with a bunch of gods and say, well, he is a way of salvation. No, he said, I am the way.
The way.
The truth. And the life.
Yes.
You know, the Bible says all things were made by him.
Uh-huh.
And without him there was not made anything that was made.
All right.
In him was life, speaking of Jesus.
Yes.
And the life was the light of men. So you know what you have to do with Jesus? You have to do one or two things. Either you believe him and trust him, and or you reject him. Those are the two things you have to do.
That's it.
One of the two. You can make your choice. But the scripture says that your soul and your whole overall eternal existence depends upon what you do with Jesus.
All right.
You know what he said? I want you to be with me. He says, he who is not with me is against me.
That's right.
So you can only be in two places on planet Earth or in the universe. You can either be with him or you can be against him.
That's it.
That's Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, in case you want to check your Bible. Now he said, he who is not with me is against me.
Right.
And you know what? The thing about that is he wants you to be with him.
Yes, he does.
He wants you to be with him. Doesn't mean necessarily like I'm here with Brother Patey. It means I stand with you.
That's right.
I trust in you only.
Yeah.
I believe in you with my whole heart.
That's right.
I don't think about anyone or any other thing else. I'm not thinking about did I do good works and will God save me because I donated money or because I helped an old lady cross the street or any of that kind of stuff. No, it has nothing to do with anything you have done.
Amen.
A songwriter put it in an easy way. The songwriter says nothing in my hands I bring.
Come on.
But only to thy cross I cling.
Yes.
See, so salvation is given to you as a gift.
Yes,
Come on.
Jesus makes this gift available. I heard the little girl say, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever, that means any of you, anywhere, if you can hear my voice, that's what the Bible says, right? Today, if you can hear his voice.
Yeah.
Harden not your heart.
Come on now.
Yes. You know, the devil wants you to harden your heart and think, well, you know, there are many religions in the world. You know what? There are. But there's only one that can get you saved.
Come on now. Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Jesus said there's one.
Only one.
He who is not with me is against me.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said, well, I haven't decided. Well, you against me.
You're against me.
Because you're not with me.
That's right.
All right.
You don't have time to decide. You know what? Today, the Bible says, is the day of salvation.
Come on. Come on.
And it says now is the acceptable time.
Now.
So you need to know right now,
yeah.
I trust Jesus and him only. That's what gets you saved. And what's the benefit for you? Well, first of all, you can have peace in this life.
Oh, yes.
When I looked at the joy on Reverend Cummings' face, I didn't understand it. I said, well, you know, he is mighty happy about that thing he's saying. Now, why is that man so happy? Why is he so happy?
All right.
You know, I knew some things about his life. He didn't have everything all together. There were some issues in his house, in his family.
Yeah.
There was stuff going on in the
Come
church. There was things like that I had taken notice of.
Yeah.
But when he talked about the resurrection,
Come on.
Oh, yes.
He had joy.
All right.
Yeah.
He was glad, like the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me.
Yeah.
Come on,
now let's go into the house of the Lord.
Come on.
He was happy to be in the presence of the church.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who is the church? The believers.
The believers.
Those who have trusted Jesus.
Yeah.
They believe him.
Yes.
They know that he is the Lord.
Yeah.
They trust in what he provides.
Oh, yes.
What he provides in life is peace of mind. Protection.
Yes.
Coverage. He's been supplying all your needs, whether you believed him or you didn't. The Bible says he makes the rain fall upon the just and the unjust. In other words, he provides food for everybody, whether you trust me and you believe me or not.
All right.
That's the kind of God he is.
Yeah.
He loves you. And the reason he's doing it is he's merciful.
Yes, he is.
Mercy is when he doesn't give us what we deserve.
Uh-huh.
The scripture says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yes.
In other words, we don't live up to the full standard where God can say, you know what, Fisher, you did so many good things. That come on in. No.
No.
Because Fisher has not done everything perfectly.
Amen.
Fisher can't go a day without thinking something that's not right or having some kind of a problem to deal with.
Yes.
In life. By getting angry or certain things that God says is sin.
Yep.
You know that Jesus said if you call your brother fool, that's enough sin to cast you into hellfire.
That's what he said.
Don't take much. He gave 10 commandments. One of them is you shall not lie. That's the hard one for everybody. Yeah, we talk about you shall not murder and all that. Well, what about you shall not lie?
All right.
You know, if we're going to tell the truth here today, if you lied, that's enough sin for you to go to hell.
Yes, it is.
See? And so we need somebody to cover us.
Yes, we do.
Why? Because God is holy. Holy is a word we don't even get it. We don't know the fullness of what holy means.
All right.
Holy is so pure, we can't even imagine it.
No way.
We don't have the capacity in a fallen mind to understand what holy really is. Holy is so pure and righteous, it's beyond our understanding. That's the reason why not a lie can be on the same list with you shall not murder.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, a lie? That's not as bad as murder, is it? Yes. To a holy God.
All right. All right.
But the scripture says God so loved the world. He doesn't want to judge you.
Yes.
You know what? He'd have to judge everybody. There wouldn't be a soul in glory.
Amen.
Not one, but Jesus.
That's right.
Because he's the only one that lived on this earth his whole life and did not offend God at all. The only one.
Perfect.
He didn't offend him in thought.
No way.
He did not offend him in word.
All right.
And he did not offend him in deed. In other words, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't think anything wrong.
Never.
And he never executed anything wrong against God. So he is the only one, and that's why I had to use this word in our text today. I'm going to try to get to the subject here. Perfection.
Yes.
That's what God requires.
Yes.
You know what? If God requires perfection, guess what for me? I'm toast.
Me too.
If he doesn't give it to me, I'm toast.
Amen.
And there's one way you can get perfection. He knew we couldn't do it.
That's right.
You know what he did? Jesus was face to face with the Father, the Bible says, in eternity. He said, prepare a body for me, Father.
Yes.
And I'll go down and redeem them.
Yes.
To redeem means to purchase, to buy back.
Yeah.
Yes.
You already own them, but they're all twisted and broken. They can't do everything right. They need help.
Yes.
If I don't help them, they cannot be helped.
Falling and can't get up.
There you go. That's a good one. Oh, yeah. You're falling and you can't get up. And got nowhere to go.
That's right.
See, except into destruction.
Amen.
Because if he did justice, nobody would be saved. Not a soul.
Amen.
But God is a merciful God.
Yeah.
You know what? I heard another one of the kids say, God is love. Didn't she say that?
That's it. Come on.
Now, we don't even understand love, period.
Come on.
We got folk talking about, what's love got to do? Got to do with it.
What's up?
Love got everything to do with it.
Yes, it does.
We got folks talking about love the one you're with. Love the one. No, that ain't it. You missed it. This kind of love here. It's one I heard somebody sing the other day. This love that I have, the world didn't give it to me.
All right now. Come on.
This love that I have. The world didn't give it to me.
Yeah.
The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away.
All right.
That's what was on Reverend Cummings' face, was thinking about that supreme joy.
Yeah.
That God so loved me.
Yeah.
That he gave his only begotten son. Now, what's with all that? You know, we don't even understand birth. Do you remember being a little kid and somebody said, oh, somebody's having a baby? He said, what? Boy, that wrapped your mind around that. How does that work, you know, when you're a kid? You don't get it. And then next thing you know, they come in with a little bundle of joy. It looked like they lost weight. And then you kind of get it. It hits you. You know, oh, okay. You know, all of that. But there's so many things you have to learn to understand.
Yes.
All right.
And I want you to know God is absolutely perfect.
Yes.
And because of that, he loved man when he made him.
Amen.
How do you know? Because he said, let us make man in our image.
Yes. Yes.
And after our likeness.
Look at
you. Let us give them dominion over everything that we have made. Speaking of the Trinity.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And he gave man dominion over the whole earth. Did he take it back? No. Look at this place.
Yeah.
What did we do with it? Did we do everything he told us to do?
Nope.
No. We try to cheat each other. We all go right. Through all kinds of crazy. We try to kill one another. Kick you out of my land. Give me your stuff. We're very greedy and very thoughtless. The earth produces enough food to feed everybody.
Amen.
Yes,
but there's starving people in the world.
Yeah.
Not just in the world. In your city.
Mm-hmm.
On your street.
Yes.
Everywhere. But is it God's fault?
No.
Nope.
No.
No.
You know what they do? They say, oh, we got a lot of wheat. Let's dump 1,000 tons in the ocean to keep the price up. Wow. Feed the fish and not the people.
Wow.
That's the way we think. But you know what? God knew man would be greedy and twisted.
Oh, wow.
And if I don't do something to fix this, it won't be fixed. Read his motivation. I love you.
Love. Yes.
You say, well, you know, I don't do everything right. I don't either.
Uh-huh.
But he loves you.
Yes.
And you know why? You know? Because God does not change.
Never.
When he loved Adam, he loved man.
Yes.
He gave him dominion. He's not taking it back.
Yes.
The earth is yours. I made it for you.
Yes.
After he made everything in 6 days, you know what? Man was not there. He made sure there wasn't a soul there
until
everything was made.
Right.
Then he said, let us make man in our image. And let us give them dominion over all this that we made.
Come on.
See, that's how you know he loves you.
That's right.
God doesn't change. That's a theological fact. And I want to stick that in right here. It's a theological fact because God does not. Not only is he not, he cannot. There's no reason for him to ever change. So since he loved Adam, even though Adam sinned, and all of us were born in sin ever since,
yes, we were.
He said, I got to make a way to save them. He saved the ones before Jesus came on credit, or so to speak.
Yeah.
You might say he charged their sins to a master charge.
All right.
Because the master came to pay the bill.
Come on, come on.
And now after the cross, he still charges our sins backwards to the cross. How do you get in on it? You believe in him.
Yes.
Now the thing I mentioned about the baby, the scripture says you have to be born again in the spirit.
Yes.
In Hosea, we knew the problem very well. Hosea the prophet says here, I will ransom them. That's like, you know, ransom is when I take your thing and hold it and make you pay to get it back. I'm going to take your kid and hold them in hostage until I get so many $1,000s. You hear about the ransom stuff on TV all the time and in the horror stories and all that. But he says, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. What's the power of the grave? Death. If you sin, the Bible says wages for sin is death. But I'm going to get you back even out the grave, God says. Because death is the unusual, abnormal thing. Life is what God made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. He made everything on the earth perpetual. That's why we still have some of everything that he made, except the stuff we totally destroyed. It's what, extinct species, that kind of thing. We won't talk about that today. He says, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Oh, death, I will be thy plagues. Oh, grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. See? I'm not going to be sorry when I get rid of death.
Yes.
And so God promised in the Old Testament to get rid of death.
Amen.
There will be no more death. There's coming a day when there won't be any more death. God's going to deal with it. He made the promise. Paul said in the New Testament, when Jesus got out of the grave, it was victory over the death.
That's right.
The problem of death. Why? Because he had died, but he didn't deserve to die.
All right.
He had not sinned. His death can be accounted to you if you trust in him.
Yes.
When you believe in him, his death pays the bill for your death.
Amen. Yes.
And you know what? All of us are going to die once, but the scripture says if you don't trust Christ, you're going to die twice.
All right.
The second death the Bible talks about.
Yes.
So you need to either be born twice. All of us here have been born once, because I can see you. You got a belly button. You've been born once.
All right. All right.
But Jesus said, except the man be born again.
Yeah.
He cannot see the kingdom of God.
Come on.
For that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not. Don't let that blow your mind that I said unto thee, you must be born again. It means be born from above. What it entitles and what it entails is you believing what God said.
Yes.
If you trust that he gave Christ for you, that Jesus came and was wounded for your transgressions, he took the punishment that we deserve upon himself. Although he had never offended God, he did it so that folk like me who have offended God can be saved. He got in between me and God. He is the only mediator between God and men. You know what? He'll do it for you. He wants you to know it. You know how we know? That same little girl said, he said, whosoever believes in him. You're in that category, whosoever. Whosoever. Makes no difference. Well, suppose I sin. Makes no difference. Suppose I lied. Makes no difference. Even suppose I murdered. Makes no difference.
All right.
You can be born again. God loves you.
Yes.
He wants you to be saved.
Yes.
He does not want to condemn you.
That's right.
And the resurrection is the proof that he has taken care of the problem perfectly.
Come on.
The risen Christ, had there been a body in that tomb over there in Jerusalem, there would be nothing to preach about.
That's right.
But the perfect situation is that Jesus got out of the grave in order to impart perfection to me and you. Peter put it this way, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed means happy, completely content, beyond imagination. It says makarios in the Greek. It means to be completely, no problem. Everything we will say, all is good. I'm good. So God is good. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, that's what I was talking about, God is merciful toward us all, has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's the only hope that we have. Like the songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Now notice what we're risen to in Christ, verse number 4, 1 Peter 1:4. To an inheritance, that means we're going to inherit the earth, like he said, incorruptible and undefiled, and it fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you.
Yes.
So Jesus is seated in heaven, having defeated death, hell, and the grave, and the devil. He did it for you and me.
Yeah.
Whoever believes in him, that's who he did it for.
Oh. Yes.
If you trust him, he did it for you.
My Lord.
God configured the world around him so you could trust in him. It's 2017, because that's how long it's been since Jesus was born. Say, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Who, he says here, we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. That means being saved out of the whole mess of what's going on here on earth. Salvation is deliverance from sin. It's deliverance from the grave. Deliverance from sickness.
Yes.
Deliverance from death. You're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. In other words, when I get down to my last day, I don't have a thing to worry about. I think about Brother Perry. He said, I've had enough. He came right here in this church about a week or two back before he decided to exit. We said, we want you to be here for the Passover Sunday.
Yes.
You know, he's here. They delayed his burial over the weekend. He's still here. It's amazing to me. Had his funeral on Good Friday.
Yeah.
Good Friday.
The day that Jesus was crucified. Got up early on the first day of the week. See, and I just believe that was a symbol from God for us here at St. Timothy. We getting ready to go somewhere, y'all. I don't know what you want to talk about.
All right.
God just sent help.
All right.
People have faith.
Yeah. Look at here.
You want to be a part? Because we're getting ready to explode.
Come on now. Yeah.
I know it already. I feel it in my spirit.
Yeah. Well, all right.
So because of the love of God toward us, he has provided us with a powerful display of his unconditional love by making a flawless way for all who believe in him to become his children in a special way by giving his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to grant perfection to each one who believes in him.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
You trust Christ, perfection is given to you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know? Because my Savior got up out the grave.
Look out.
That's how I know. Yeah. He's alive, seated at the right hand
of God. Yes,
and he grants perfection to all who trust in him.
Yeah.
Perfection is I don't have to worry about the crookedness of my soul.
Come on.
But you know what? He won't leave you like that.
Right.
He's going to move the Spirit of God into you. That's what
yes, he will. Born again.
Yeah.
The Spirit of God is going to start to direct you to walk in righteousness. That's how it works.
Yeah.
He's going to direct you to be holy.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to direct you to understand God's word.
Yeah.
He's going to direct you and instruct you and send you out to represent him.
Yes.
You have never had a privilege like that.
All right.
To represent the Most High God.
Yeah.
I'm a representative of Almighty God.
Come on now.
By faith in his son, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You, and you know what people say? Yeah, well, we don't believe it. Well, that's your problem, baby. That's your problem. But God loves you, and he told me to tell you.
Woo!
I'm going to tell you whether you want to hear it or not.
Uh-huh.
And I hope you want to hear it because you can get in on it too.
Amen.
I'm not hoarding his mercy, not hoarding his grace, not trying to keep it to myself and hide it under a bushel.
Right.
No. He said, put it on a lampstand.
Come on now.
Yeah. And preach it to the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
So the gospel is good news that God so loved us.
Yes.
Yes.
That he did for us something that we ourselves could never accomplish, which is to be able to stand before him without a blemish.
Yes.
By the payment of our sin debt and by the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ, who willingly suffered and died on the cross to provide a full payment.
Yes.
There's nothing missing. Did you know that?
No.
When you get in Christ, you have been declared holy.
All right.
Perfect. Just like Jesus was.
Yes.
For the sin debt of all who believe in him
and
that God raised him from the dead.
Yes.
For us, that's why he did it, to give us the perfect status that he requires.
Yes.
See, he gives you the perfect status that he requires.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's gospel.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about, am I going to be good enough when I go in the box? No, I'm not going to be good enough. But Jesus is good enough.
Come on now.
He makes it all right.
Yes.
God knew I couldn't be good enough.
Mm.
He knew. Well, not just me.
He knew.
The Pope cannot be good enough. Name somebody. Mother Teresa, you can't be good enough.
All right.
You need Jesus.
Yes.
You're hopeless without him.
All right.
He is the only one that can help you.
My Lord.
He loves you just like you are.
Yes.
So the promise of God through the prophet Hosea that death and the grave would be destroyed by God for the sake of his chosen people, that means both the Jews and the Gentiles, which includes all people groups on the earth, is said to have been fulfilled by Peter, the apostle. He said in the New Testament that God has brought this promise to pass to be given to all who believe in him.
Yes.
And notice this, purely by grace.
Yes. All right. Now.
You don't earn it. You don't deserve it.
Come on.
It's grace.
Woo. Grace.
Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense.
Come on.
His riches.
Yeah.
He said all the riches of Christ will be given to you.
Mm-hmm.
Given, not paid for by you, but given.
Yeah.
And that's by faith in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And this is in his resurrection. In other words, the resurrection is the capstone of our faith.
Yes, it is.
It is the only way to attain perfection in the sight of God. He delights to give us the good news.
The good news.
You know what? This is a good Sunday to be saved.
All right. All right.
It's a good time to be saved.
Yes, sir.
If you haven't been saved, I want you to understand it. You don't even have to be a rocket scientist.
Amen.
You gotta have no PhD. I'm gonna tell y'all, I got a PhD. Praise him daily.
Yeah!
PhD.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hello.
You praise him daily, you get your PhD today.
Yeah.
Mm. Amen. But let me ask everyone to stand. We want to pray a prayer right now, a prayer of salvation. If you have never trusted Christ, do it today. It'll be the best thing you ever did. If you have, you know what I'm talking about. Let's pray. Eternal God, we praise you today. Father, we bless you. We exalt your name, Father. We come in knowing that we are not worthy by ourselves, oh God. And we read in your word that you knew we were not worthy. You knew this from the beginning, from the moment Adam sinned, that all that are born of his seed, which is every man, woman, boy, and girl, would have to be condemned if you didn't buy us back. And so you spoke even before you made anything that you would send your son, your only begotten son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who would be crucified on the Roman cross and die for the sin of the world. Lord God, we believe he died for our sins personally. And that you allow him to suffer, hanging between heaven and earth, the only mediator between God and man, wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, chastised for our peace, that by his stripes we may be healed. And Father, when he laid in the grave, you proved that the prophecy of Hosea would be true, because the grave couldn't hold him down. That he committed no sin, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. So early on the first day of the week, he got up out of that grave with all power given to me in heaven and earth.
Yes.
And he commissions us in this room to go and teach all the nations. Today somebody understands that, Lord. There's a child in the room who understands that you love them. There's an adult in the room, a young lady, a young man, who needs to be saved, and they know it right now, God. Bless them this morning, God.
Bless them, Lord.
Help them know they are saved. They're going to walk a new walk from now on. They're going to talk a new talk. They're going to study your word, oh God. They're going to do what you say in your word, God. When they don't, they're going to confess their sin, like we all do in the church. And you said if we confess our sin, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes, Lord.
And so right now today, Father, save somebody on this resurrection morning.
Yes, Lord.
I was looking at a preacher preaching when I was a little kid. Didn't know why he was so happy. But I understand now, God. Bless the church today, God.
Bless Lord.
Help somebody in the room to be saved right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Bless
every home, every family that's represented here today.
Right now, Father.
Father, we love you and we give you praise. Thank you for saving somebody in the room right
all
now.
Right, all right.
In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Let the whole church give God a hand praise. Hallelujah. Woo.
Thank you. Yeah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. If you want to share with us your experience at this time of salvation, you may come. If you are already saved, some people are already saved and walking with the Lord already, but you don't have a church home, we want to invite you to come and worship with us. You can catch the wave right now because we're going to roll. Catch the wave right now.
Catch the wave.
Amen. Might as well get on right now because I was talking with another a friend of mine, a sister in the church, one of the mothers. She said she was thinking about that old ship of Zion.
All right.
Yes. It has landed many a thousand.
Yes.
Amen. Get on board right now while you got time. Amen. You have to claim Christ for yourself while the blood is running warm through your veins.
Amen.
Because we don't ever know. The Bible said today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
And now is the acceptable time. Pair up with us. We want you to come and be a part of the St. Timothy family. Amen. Don't be afraid of that. Come on in. God's got work for you to do. He's been sending us some strong saints. I'm looking at a few of them now in the room. Amen. I thank God for that.
Amen.
God's got some work for you to do. Amen. Amen. We have done as God commands. We see that there are none, but yet there is room. Go ahead and give God a praise. Amen. Amen. So we want to just bless God and thank Him for all that we have heard. And it is a blessing. I know y'all got turkeys and hams and biscuits and potatoes and all kinds of things cooking.
Watch this up.